E-Radio, l'invité de la rédaction, Juan Barceló Moyano.
Gert-Jan Holster is a Dutch sociologue and filmmaker. He has co-directed, together with Arne Gielen, two documentaries that explain the bike culture in the Netherlands. Why We Cycle, released in 2018, and Together We Cycle in 2020. Good morning, Mr. Holster.
Good morning.
So, why did you decide to shoot not one, but two documentaries on biking in the Netherlands?
Well, we started off with one film. It was clear that we would talk about the bicycle culture in the Netherlands, but it took us some time to find out what we should talk about, because as we are ingrained in this culture of biking, it was for us also not very clear to see what was so special about it. And so we came up with a film with a lot of different aspects about cycling, which are special and positive things about cycling, like that it is good for ourselves as an individual, as a citizen, but also for the community and also for our urban planning system. And so we did a movie, and it was actually quite successful to our surprise. And then, but a lot of people asked us, yes, but what should we do to get this? So then we decided to make a second movie, which would explain how we got this bicycle culture in the Netherlands. And that took us also quite a long time to unravel this, because it is also a bit of a mystery to us why we have this this bicycle culture. Because in the 70s, it was clear that most people thought that the car would be the future, and that in the end people would stop cycling here as well. But then some strange events took place, and we ended up with a mature bicycle system.
So after these strange events that you say, nowadays, you mentioned it, biking seems very natural for Dutch people, but I guess you are aware that the Netherlands are a model for the whole world or the whole of Europe. And actually, you shot the documentary mostly in English, even if most of your interviews are Dutch. Is that a choice to spread the word?
Well, for the first movie, we did actually set out to do two versions, so a Dutch version and an international version. So, and the funny thing was as well that when you interview people from the Netherlands, then you get very short answers like, well, this is something we do, or it's just normal. And then when you ask people who are from abroad and you ask them what is so special about our culture, then you get very profound and very interesting answers. So that was also the reason why we decided to make an international movie. There were actually two objectives. One was that we want to explain to the people here in the Netherlands that we have something special here. And the second was also that we try to explain it to people from abroad, or to help them establish this kind of system.
Would you say biking is a part of the Dutch culture?
It is certainly a part of the bicycle culture, although car dominance is also very strong here. So we did an inquiry in the city of Haarlem, where I live in the Netherlands. So the local government did an inquiry. And in the investigation, they asked citizens if they cycle regularly. And 95% of the people here reported that they use the bicycle at least once a month. So I think cycling is really part of our culture, because it's just a tool we use, but it is actually it is what everybody does, almost everybody does.
Well, those are numbers that indeed, seen from the south of Europe, seem very, very high. But as your film Together We Cycle shows, this hasn't always been the case in the Netherlands. How did Netherlands cities and mindsets change?
Well, I think one important starting point was actually what happened in the 70s. I mean, in most countries in the world, there was an uprise of young people who wanted to have a different society, so with the hippie movement. And fortunately, in the hippie movement here in the Netherlands, the bicycle took a central role. So it was actually seen as an example of how you could live less dependent on big consumerism. So I think this is actually the starting point. And then the motorization was quite late here in the Netherlands. So in the 70s, there were not that many cars, but they started to grow. The numbers started growing. The number of car accidents rose rapidly. And at a certain moment, there was this journalist who discovered how high the numbers were, because the national government, at first they didn't report on them. I think there were about 4,000 deaths each year, among which were 800 children. And he wrote it down in his newspaper, at the front page. And that sparked a movement, actually, because people were outraged. And everybody knew somebody who got their children killed in an accident. So it was actually a horrible situation, and that really helped. But I think that was in most cities in the world at the moment. But I think we were very fortunate that a few things came together, which helped us to take action in this.
And from then on, as your film shows, there was a bit of a bumpy road. There were many protests, but Dutch cities did change a lot. Has it been a matter of educating the people, or has it been more of a matter of infrastructure?
I think infrastructure is very important, but even there you see that it was actually from the 90s on that we get this really good infrastructure we have now. So this still took a lot of time. In my youth, I used to cycle on first on the road, and then we got the paint on the road, and then later on there were separated bicycle lanes. So it really took a lot of time to build all this stuff, because now there's 37 kilometers of separated bicycle roads. You can build it this overnight, so this takes a lot of time. I think there were a lot of factors which influenced that people started using their bikes more often. It was also education, of course. So as early as the 1920s, we had the school education system where school kids learned to ride a bike in traffic. But from the 70s, they started to teach the children to really behave in a different way, like they are really a part of the transportation system. So they were not people who should be sorry that they were driving, but actually took the road and be clear what you do. But yeah, it's not really something you can say, okay, people, you should start cycling. It also is very convenient to cycle here because we have a cycling system. Things are really close by, and most things are actually at cycling distance.
So the process started as early as in the 1920s, as you say, and it's still ongoing, especially in many other countries in Europe. Why do you think other countries, for instance, France or Spain, are still so far behind from the Netherlands?
Yeah, so there were also protests in other countries, so that won't explain it. Why did the car become so dominant? I mean, one of the things we had here in the rules from the government, they put where to put the schools and they should be at cycling distance. And for a long time, we had a very strong policy at where we should build offices and where should we build shopping centers, but also working places. So this also helped to put things, the amenities at the right places, so people would be able to use the bicycle to get there. So I think all these things happened here, and I think a lot of countries forgot to do this. And they just accepted that the transition took place. And I think it really needs strong politicians to stand up against this big force of the car industry and the oil industry.
So there's many innovations indeed in the urbanism in the Netherlands to be maybe followed in other countries. Your film, for instance, in France has been really promoted by associations like the Fédération d'Usagers de la Bicyclette. What international reception have your films had?
I've been able to attend some of the screenings internationally, and it is also very empowering to see what's happening when we show the film. I mean, it's like having a short trip to the Netherlands because you see how it actually works when you have a decent and a mature bicycle culture. The eyes are open because a lot of people live in this society where car dominance is so strong that you just accept it as a normal thing. And when you see that there's an alternative and you see how it works, and you see the joy it gives to people, it really opens the minds of people to start thinking about it. And I think this is one of the major things we see when we show broadcast the movie on places abroad.
Well, that is the power of showing other realities with the language of film. Gerts and Holster, you directed two documentaries, Why We Cycle and Together We Cycle. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
Euradio vous a présenté l'invité de la rédaction. Retrouvez les podcasts de la rédaction dès maintenant sur euradio.fr.